6 minutes past 5 o'clock. Listeners like you donating to KMBA, it's what keeps it all alive. Thank you so much for the support. Be a donating member at KMBA.org. It's a 5 o'clock hour, the drive home on this Friday, and we're so close to being done with this election that we thought we'd celebrate with our friend Jonathan Bauer, who's a local musician. So we're doing an extended sort of spotlight on local artists today, local music, but also local writers. Jonathan, thanks for joining us today.
It's good to see you. It's been a while.
And you have been pretty busy over the last several weeks. Now, what's happened is Jonathan's been writing an article, a series of articles in the Anchorage Press, coping skills, getting through this year's absurd election season through the mixtape that you've put together over the span of like six articles. Tell us a little about this project and how it got going.
Yeah, and there's one or two more to follow following the election in the next couple weeks. They kept the subtitle of this proposed mixtape, which is an anthem-free mixtape for surviving an absurd, maddening election year. And that was, I think, just in the email in the proposal originally. But that's been popping up in every issue the last few weeks. A number of things kind of descended and influenced this endeavor. One of which was just a good friend of mine out of state. We would send each other messages every so often. Every time a popular artist that I otherwise enjoy or like a lot would get irked when one of the candidates would use one of their popular fist pumping anthems in their stumping and their speeches.
Tom Petty comes to mind. Neil Young comes to mind. Hey,
REM, our demographic.
Yeah, get that song out of your campaign.
Exactly. And this, at first, it's kind of interesting that this happens, but after a while, it kind of became comical, and we'd be sending each other these articles all the time. Bruce Springsteen, REM, Neil Young. And I started to think, I started to gravitate in all my frustrations with the election. I was thinking about what kind of music would help me cope through this election that wasn't of the fist-pumping anthem-free variety. And that led me down some curious trails, and I'm making my own playlists. Of course, we're not able to make mixtapes anymore, and this would be the longest-running mixtape ever at this rate.
Yeah, we didn't actually bring in a cassette deck here and a cassette tape for this show specifically, but we do have some songs queued up that would be on that particular mixtape. You can check out the articles in the Anchorage Press, anchoragepress.org.com. We'll look that up for you and get the link in just a moment, but let's set up the first track that starts out your mixtape.
Yeah, and this kind of inspired the whole – this got the ball rolling. I had just discovered this song. Someone, wormhole or another on the internet, led me to this song one day, and I watched the video on YouTube. It was the first I'd ever heard of Francis and the Lights. I think Bon Iver and Kanye West were the trigger that got me there. And I was overcome with so much joy watching this video. It was reminiscent of my discovery of pop music in my youth. Just unabiding joy that had nothing to do with what was going on.
So this took you away from the absurdity of the situation.
I remember just coming back after it was over. I had a hearty laugh watching the video. And I remember just feeling like I was gone. And there was something transcendent about it all. And I posted it to Facebook. I said, every time I'm caught up in this election madness, something in the status update, I'm going to go to this video and watch it. Just given how it made me feel.
Let's share the music.
And just real quick, Arlisha Jones, playwright and a poet here in Alaska, she commented on the song. She said, maybe you should make us a mixtape or a playlist. And that kind of set me rolling.
This is the whole endeavor that's found in the Anchorage Press. Music courtesy of Jonathan Bauer on 90.3 KMBA.
Freeway trailer, if you'd handle what I'd taken, separate loads, separate calls, no fine line, don't have
to be a dead rat. Cause dead rat can go wrong. Oh, I got my friends. Gonna be friends. Put your head on my shoulders. I'm Francis. Still dreaming of a glory. Something new. I can't remember what it's like to never want to let go. So good though, we can be friends. We could be friends. Just put your head on my shoulders. Some land in Mexico, and I said, way to go, man. Cause whatever you may roam, remember who you are. There's a station playing rock and roll. So stay tuned in, stay tuned in.
I will turn around.
Francis and the Lights, music from the mixtape made by Jonathan Bauer that is featured in the Anchorage Press. It's helping us get through this season. That was just a friendly, happy song that got your whole mind going.
Yeah, one of the in the column, I've been seizing on a couple lines here and there in each song that really grabbed my attention as well. And in that one, you have Don't Have to Be Dead Right, because dead right can go wrong. I really love that little sentiment.
Something certainly to think about.
Yeah, and I think Kanye is going to win a Grammy for this one for best exercise use of restraint. It's he's barely there to
restrained and Conway. Yeah, I'm not sure if Kanye West and restrained, do those go together? TheAnchoragePress.com is where you're going to find the links to the newspaper articles that we're referencing today. Boy in the Bubble from Paul Simon. I'm immediately taken back to the 80s. What brought you to this song?
I had just done a lengthier piece for the press, a feature on that used Graceland, the whole album, kind of as a signpost there. And this one, it's funny, we were just talking while Francis was playing about how a lot of the songs that these candidates use are from a very specific time. I mean, and we relate with that. I think it says something, too, about the demographic that they're probably trying to appeal to, that Neil Young and It's the End of the World as We Know It and
Petty,
Born in the USA.
Hart, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, why are they all in our classic rock memories that are being used? And they are anthemic songs.
Yeah, it's a fascinating – I mean – The series finale of Parks and Rec some months ago brought on Wilco, the Decemberists, Yo La Tengo. And I thought maybe like in 20 years those will be the songs that those candidates are walking out to. But anyway, I thought, you know, in an alternate universe, what would happen if some candidate actually walked out to this song? I find this one of the most fascinating lyrics right now to be revisiting. It's profound. I mean, a friend of mine, he texted me in the summer from Philadelphia. Paul Simon had just gone on stage. He said he just walked on stage and started with Boy in the Bubble. I thought, that song's so still so relevant to right now that he could walk out and open his show with that. And lyrically, I mean, take a listen, folks. It's good stuff.
And imagine the candidate walking onto the stage with the accordion playing and the music about to take you off to another world.
Shot. It's everybody jump start. It's every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the babbling heart. And I believe these are days of lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information. A loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and baby. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is a long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in the corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.
Taking us back a few years, quite a few years, Boy in a Bubble with Paul Simon and Jonathan Bauer live in studio talking about the Coping Skills mixtape that you'll see featured in the Anchorage Press, taking you through this crazy election year. Lyrics in the Paul Simon song that pointedly took you where you wanted to be.
Yeah, and that's probably about as anthemic as this thing gets.
As far as though that iconic kind of song or artist.
Yeah, and might I find be used it's a good alternative to the... to the, I don't know, we're going to rock this joint kind of thing. I think it's more, and it's a pressing lyric that's still even more relevant, the bomb going off and the baby carriage and all kinds of things going on in that song.
So what brought you to the next tune?
This one I'll be writing about, and I'm writing about now, and we'll go into next week's column. I realized soon enough that I wasn't giving enough love to the local music scene. And I'm by far, I mean, I'm hardly an authority in these matters, and I am biased. Evan Phillips has produced a couple of my albums and has become a good friend. But I have found this song so refreshing when it enters into my playlist on my runs or at the gym or if I'm driving around Alaska. It's there's something when it hits that chorus. It has that feeling when Courtney Marie Andrews, her vocals come in. It's that feeling of when you raided your parents' vinyl bin and landed on a record or a song that just launched you in a love affair with an artist or a whole genre of music. This one, it just feels, it to me, it's one of my favorite songs by an Alaska musician. I don't know that I can qualify that in any scientific way, but I find it's just one of the better. There are a lot of great albums that Alaskan musicians and bands have put out here, but this one, this song just stands on its own and has a timeless feel about it. And so that's been part of it.
Deserves a spot on the mixtape. Evan Phillips with Lonely Mountain on 90.3 KNBA.
so much. I know that things just don't grow if you don't bless them with your patience. And I've been there before. I held up the door for every stranger with a promise. But I'm holding back. That's the strength that I lack. And it brings me to you, and I won't just pass through, but I'm not asking for a storm. I'll be your Emmy Lou, and I'll be your June, and you'll be my Graham and my Johnny too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling, sing with me. And yes, I might have lied to you, but you wouldn't benefit from knowing the
song right there kind of just makes you say, ah, it's a relaxing song. It's Emmy Lou by the Swedish duo First Aid Kit, youngsters who are paying a little tribute to a fan of theirs. But boy, this song fits into your mixtape, Jonathan, because it just gives you that mental break from the stress that's out there during this crazy election season.
A lot. I mean, there's some variations on what draws me to these different songs. And like the first song, I mean, Emmy Lou's more in that category, like sonically there's amazing things going on in the lyrics too, and in their whole, in the work they've done. I've had to go online to make sure they're writing their songs, because they just sound they've lived lives. Like, I'm just starting to experience stuff that's led to the lyrics that they're writing in my midlife. And
You're listening to KMBA, the local music show, special hour-long version with musician and writer Jonathan Bauer, live in studio, talking about his Anchorage Press article, the Coping Skills Mixtape, Getting Through This Crazy Election Season, a series of articles over the last several weeks. And yesterday's was all focusing on Leonard Cohen. We'll get to his music in a bit. And so, yeah, we were talking how some of these songs have lyrical ties to getting through the season, and others just have sonic fun and sonic resonance to them. Yeah.
That one, I mean, as soon as that pedal steel, it's in the first or second moment of the song, it's just, you're just soaring. It's a beauty. Similar to like the Evans song before that. There's something going on there. It's just,
we're going to put the songs on to the website at kmba.org so you can sync up your tunes as you finish reading the articles at anchoragepress.com. Jonathan Bauer again live in studio with us. Coming up in just a moment, we will return to the mixtape, and we're going to be jumping on music from the Innocence Mission.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard from them in quite a while.
Right.
So we'll find out the story behind the Innocence Mission and their addition to this mixtape. That's coming up next.